This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In the hours before the close of this regular legislative session, Moses Lake Senator Judy Warnick blasted House Democrats for their failure to fix the Supreme Court's Hearst ruling. Warnick says they sent a reasonable bill to the House weeks ago, but Dems killed the bipartisan remedy, offered no ideas of their own, and got no help from the governor.
Banks won't fund mortgages on cisterns. Banks won't fund building if there's no water for these homes.
Warnick says she hears from rural families every day who say they can't afford the newly elevated cost of drilling a well.
Those large cities, if they had to pay $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 to hook up water every time they move to a different house, they might think differently. That's what we're asking our farmers, our rural folks, rural families to do, is pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to hook up to water.
Warnick says it's a financial hit on two fronts.
I'm very, very disappointed that one region of our state dictates what happens in the rest of the state, in the rural areas of our state. And that seems to be the region that the governor is listening to.
Warnick says she remains committed to getting legislation approved in the special session.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.